waking up. A little wet this morning, but of course we'll be happy to be here as always. Good morning. Wake up if you love to hate me. Hate to love me, just love to love. Wake up. The hot sitter with Matt in the morning.
No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking.
We can make the difference. Talking about just you and me.
What it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Okay, it's about time we start the talk this morning. We have another stop coming up. You know, it's Christmas. A lot of stops there in the morning. Good morning, Collagen Baptist. Let's find out what's going on. Good morning to you.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you. Morning to your many listeners. What's up, bro?
All right. As you say, going with the flow.
Going with the flow. Well, I'm there myself, going with the flow. Giving God thanks and praises and doing all the various things. Today, your son will be playing on the 15 football mat.
Yes, there's a very important final taking place. Bragging rights, SME and Grammar School, you know, that is something that has been happening for years.
Yep. Yesterday, there was Grammar School and Isaiah Thomas Secondary on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And Grammar School won that 2-0. Very interesting game. And then tomorrow, I think, there's, God willing, at Dubla, there is the under-20 finals, Grammar School again. I think with Isaiah Thomas Secondary. The Grammar School seems to be, you know, you're doing a lot of domination.
I know our Grammar School is your alma mater, Carlisle, but I'm going to say that it's going to stop today.
Well,
with the under-15, I think SMA will dominate this one.
Well, what can I say? They've got to do what they've got to do, you know. And it was nice yesterday to see the school principal and the, you know, the entire staff there supporting. I saw Alicia there, you know, supporting students and staff. So that was very good.
I want to encourage Carla, like I always try to do every time my son plays a game, you know, to be there. I think, you know, we as parents have to encourage and give support to our children all the time.
Indeed, and I saw a few parents there.
Uh-huh.
chanting away and screaming, score goal for me, and that was good. It augurs well for the whole self-esteem of the young lads and of students on a whole. And it is just good, generally. So we need to encourage the parents to come out. Saw some yesterday, come out today, and come out tomorrow, really. And of course, yesterday, that match was carried live by DBS Radio. Today, it will be carried live, and tomorrow also. So Mr. Trevor Shillingford and his staff at the sports, Thomas Kentish, and the entire staff, man, are doing a tremendous job ensuring that wherever you are, you can listen to that game and DBS Radio. So we want to congratulate the entire staff of the sports division led by Mr. Trevor Shillingford and in conjunction with DBS Radio and Big Edge Hanshell, who they have teamed up with to ensure that those games are carried live and that if you are at your home, you are able to hear the game and hear how your son is doing. So that's very, very good.
Well, what I have told him, Carl Alton Baptist, I've said, well, if you score, every goal that you score, I'll give you a certain amount. So you said, well, you know, I'm going to be broke for the Christmas, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I will be there today.
Yes, I know you'll be there giving encouragement.
Definitely.
Yeah, but Colin, what we're hearing is that the DFA has taken a decision, you know, to stop the Premier League. Is that what we're hearing?
What has happened is that you have, I think, 11 teams, about 10 or 11 teams in the Premier Division.
Uh-huh.
Until a short while ago, only 5 teams had paid. So after the bulletin from the DFA, before bulletin, we only had Haarlem United was the only team who had paid. We have a team, Kingsbury United, Matt, who has not paid their fees, and you heard it from the Piero Gerald George, for 10 years. 10 years has not paid registration fees. Kingsbury was... They went to the Premier Division, and they, I mean, 10 years, Petro Caribe Point Michel, they did not pay their fee, but finally, I heard from the PRO, they paid, Dubla, I think, beat, Southeast beat, and I think one other team beat. So about five of them beat. Buffett State, they are yet to beat. Kingsbury yet to beat. I think Exodus also beat. So that is the five. What happened to the others? I think Portsmouth and the other teams, Midland United. I mean, this is...
Is that not part of the sponsors' team, sponsors' fee, Carlisle? I know a lot of the teams are sponsored.
Well, yes, but at the same time, they have to go and get the money. They don't expect the DFE to go get the money for them. And I want to congratulate Haarlem for being the first on board, you know, and even I believe as a result of that, you know, even when the what the DFE needs to do is probably give an incentive to teams who would have paid up their registration fee early, because it just cannot continue to be business as usual when the business of the DFA has to continue. Teams are asking for all kind of things. The DFA, they are giving a $100 token for the Man of the Match award. I see on Sunday the fast players are also giving an incentive. See guys like Brahim, Dwayne Francis, Don Leogal, and a few others are teaming up, and they're giving trophies and awards. I want to congratulate them on that. We need more people like that to come on board and do such things. So when we have all those incentives there, all they're asking is for you to pay your registration fee. So if you don't pay a registration fee, I mean, where are we? We have referees. We have a shortage of referees. It's not easy, Matt. We have referees who have to officiate back-to-back. In the competition, they have to do first division today, then they do it tomorrow. We have officials who have to officiate one game now and later in the evening do another game because of the lack of officials. I mean, we have training, but it's really, really difficult and tight. But that is how it is. So we are asking the players and the teams to just come up and pay your registration fee. That's all. That's not asking for too much.
But Galatian Baptist, let's move quickly there to the court. I know there was a court session yesterday. Some lady was brought before the judge because she had bailed. She bailed somebody, and yes, the person left the state of Skong.
Yes, very much so. And there was an inquiry, and the judge found that she had done everything possible. She even had the passport of the guy. And she's from Cassie Bruce, Mrs. Roberts, I think Kira, Henry Lafour. The judge found that she had done everything in her power to ensure that, you know, the guy attended court. She would go to court with him, and she even had his passport. And when she found out that he was not around, she reported the matter. And so the court found that, you know, the $15,000 or $5,000, $15,000, yes, that she had bailed him. The court decided that, no, we will not ask her to pay it. And when they look into her mailings, it was going to be difficult for her. However, the court told her that she's still very much responsible since she has signed a surety. And so she needs to try to ensure that this guy will attend court. And so it's a lesson for people who stand as surety for people.
A very important lesson, Carlisle Baptist.
You know, to ensure that they attend court when they have to attend court. Because when you stand as surety for people and that person abscond, you are liable. You are liable. So people have to be very, very, very careful who they stand as surety for. An incidental is not even an outsider, it's a family member that she stood as surety for. You know, so and there was also another matter where an individual who is before the High Court, Matt, on a sexual offense. And, you know, I really don't know. The first time the matter came up for hearing, that individual said they did not have a lawyer, so that individual was allowed to go get a lawyer. The next time that individual came before the court, he asked the court for time to get a lawyer. The next time he came before the court, he said that his lawyer was not well. So the matter was further put back. The next time he came before the court, he came with a sick-list paper from one doctor. He put it to another day. He came with another sick-list paper from another doctor. And so the court decided that we need to find out what's going on. So the doctor was brought in yesterday to testify as to what, you know, what she found. Yes, he's on sick leave, but the court has issued a stern warning to him that that matter just cannot continue to be dragging. Every time you come before the court, you have excuses. You are allowed to get a lawyer. He's gotten two sick leave papers from two different doctors. I mean, it's very, very... But I mean, boy, this Dominica, yeah, it's fascinating, the kind of things that you hear happening in the court, my brother.
You know, somebody said recently we have to look very closely at our court system.
Well, whilst we have to look closely at that, it's not only looking closely at it, but, you know, the whole jurisprudence, you know, it's been looked at also. And, I mean, I also want to say, given what I saw transpired in the court from the Office of Director of Public Prosecution, you know, I given the work that they did with Mr. Keith Scotland, who assisted the Trinidad and Diamond, a lot of people, you know, questioning why he was in Dominica. I felt, Matt, from what I saw, it was a learning experience for the young attorneys. I mean, yes, we have a DPP there who has a lot of work to do and so on. And the assistance that he gave, I find it was very good, because, of course, you have young attorneys, people he would have taught at law school, and he came to Dominica to assist in prosecuting. And the level of professionalism that was displayed, it was very good. And young attorneys, those who were under his guidance, I am sure that they learned a lot from that.
Will he be back, Carlton Baptist?
Well, I asked him that question yesterday before he left the island. He could not say, but I guess it is for the state, because I think the bringing him back would be a good thing, because we have a lot of matters there. There are at least six matters of murder on the list. There are other matters of sexual nature.
Are you suggesting now, Kalal, because I know the criticism will come, why do we need to bring in a DPP when we already have one?
Well, they did not bring in a DPP. They brought in someone.
Somebody to prosecute. Let me change the question, Kalal. You know just what I mean. Somebody to prosecute when we already have, you know, own chief prosecutor, who is the DPP.
Matt, they brought in someone to assist. To assist. It's assisting. You know, and different people operate different in a different manner. I will tell you, you remember the Francis Pierre Charles murder?
Right? That's a high profile one we're talking about.
But of course, they brought in the late Dugnot Singh to do that.
Did we have any high profile cases this year that our DPP could not handle?
But they brought in to prosecute the Al Capone murder trial. They brought in Keith Scotland.
You really haven't answered my question, John Baptist Carlyle. 8:29. I'm asking you again for the last time. Was there a need to bring in an extra prosecutor this time around?
Yes, I will answer you. Yes.
All right, Carlyle, John Baptist. Finally, you did answer me. Well, thank you very much. 8:29. We're just asking the questions. You don't have to answer if you don't have to, but we'll ask the questions all the same. 8:29. Coming back.
Morning, Christmas morning fest with WCK Band. WCK for your pioneers. Alongside DJ Bronson, Dr. Miguel Labadee, and DJ Stick It, Altus and Martin, Rhythm, Breakfast, Rhythm, Waters, Labadee, Bronson, CK, and Stick It, Alta SM, the ultimate morning fete, Christmas morning, Massey Square Paybush from 1 a.m., sponsored by Digicel, Belfast Estate, Mapow, Vibes Radio, Club DDD, and Kupuli.
Corporate Credit Union presents and conditions apply.
Queen Show patrons, the road to the throne continues with the Queen Show pre-show on Saturday, December 17th at the Arawak House of Culture, a presentation of the Discover Dominica Authority, the Dominica Festivals Committee, and the Queen Show Committee. Come and get a glimpse of the seven young ladies vying for the coveted title of Miss Dominica 2017. See Carla Henry of Maho, Zethra Barron of Fort Saint-Jean, Gabrielle Abraham of Goodwill, Teresa Lewis of Bath Estate, Katisha Joseph of Massac, Esther Francis of Goodwill, and Jade Romaine of Gutter Village. The Queen Show pre-show is on at the Arawak House of Culture, Saturday, December 17th, 2016, from 8 p.m. Tickets cost $30. Be there. This ad has been sponsored by Flow. This is how we flow.
Wonderful time to stay connected with Flow. Come in and get great deals on the new Samsung Galaxy J2 and Alcatel Pixie 4 with a free move band from as low as $199 when you activate a select prepaid or postpaid data or combo plan on the most reliable network. All this plus free gifts and cash prizes to be won with Flow's wonderful Christmas. So visit us in store today.
In an accident and need a tow? Call Triple R. Off to work and car battery won't start? Call Triple R. Locked out of your vehicle? Call Triple R. Radiator overheating? Call Triple R. Flat tire? Call Triple R. Gas tank on E? Call Triple R. Call 235-3355 or 613-3355 and join Rapid Roadside Rescue Triple R today. Sign up today for 1 year and get 2 months free or pay $24 per month. Triple R. Ready? When you're not.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's a wine and dance affair. Come enjoy a classy evening at the Boardwalk in Louvier. Listen and dance the night away to C Square on Friday, December 16, 8 p.m. till midnight. Admission only $40. Tickets sold at Bizu de Coco, 3 Victoria Street, where the old mouthful used to be. Bunny's Cakes and Catering, 8 Kings Lane, and at the Pioneer Preparatory School. So purchase your tickets. You don't want to miss it. It's gonna be a night to remember.
I wish to celebrate in style this Christmas.
Yes, and in color too.
Harris Paints is giving you everything you wish this Christmas with 12 weekly paint-tastic prizes of Harris Holiday Magic Hampers, each bursting with $200 worth of Harris paints and accessories. Get one entry form with every $100 spent in Harris products.
New paint job inside and out.
Plus paint-tastic prizes.
Sweet Harris.
See Press or Harris Paints social media for more. Get everything you wish this Christmas with Harris Paints.
So this is Christmas. And what have you
I'm saying good morning. Yes, good morning to Harris Paints Dominica. Our own Harris. Merry Christmas to the management and staff of Harris Paints. You know, Christmas, every Christmas, Harris Paints have been doing so much. And the tradition continues. So again, I want to say congratulations to the management and staff. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You doing fine?
Yes, I am.
How was Christmas at Harris Paints?
Colorful.
Colorful, all right. More paints selling there every day, and you have to go support local. Of course, they had a big thing going on there for the independence, and everybody took advantage of that. Do we have some of that going on this time?
We may not be as big this time.
But it's there.
But something is there, yes. As you were the ad previously, where we, I wish to celebrate in style. And we're giving back an entry form on every $100 spent. And every week we have a winner who will win $200 worth of Harris products. So far we have had 6 winners. We want to do something now in the North. We're targeting the North tomorrow, Friday the 16th. We're located on that same street with the police station. Upstairs is the Flow office. Downstairs is the Harris Payne Center. So we're coming down Portsmouth North. We're on our way to you. And we'll be giving back 30% store-wide. We can't go as big as Independence, but we'll go 30% store-wide. And this is just for one day.
And that's only for tomorrow?
Only for tomorrow.
30%?
Yes.
On everything in the store?
Everything in the store. So it's like Santa will be in Portsmouth on that day. Also, the Town Hall building in Portsmouth, as you know, it's a landmark in Dominica. We and M&R are partnering to give it a facelift. It is kind of a very old building when I looked at it yesterday, but the transformation has started. So some people are there painting at present, so we are giving that a facelift as well in the north.
We're talking 30% on everything in the store in the north. So you have to make your way down to Portsmouth tomorrow. And those living in Portsmouth and environs, you have to take advantage. 30%. We're talking 30 tomorrow down north. Harris Payne special for the people in the north. We're coming back.
I wish to celebrate in style this Christmas.
Yes, and in color too.
Harris Paints is giving you everything you wish this Christmas with 12 weekly paint-tastic prizes of Harris Holiday Magic Hampers, each bursting with $200 worth of Harris paints and accessories. Get one entry form with every $100 spent in Harris products.
New paint job inside and out.
Plus paint-tastic prizes.
Sweet Harris.
See Press or Harris Paints social media for more. Get everything you wish this Christmas with Harris Paints.
So again, it's happening down in the north tomorrow. Harris Paint special. 30% of everything in the Harris Paint store in Portsmouth. And there's a special partnership taking place in the north as well tomorrow with M&R. Let's continue talking about this. Yes.
M&R Trading has been a long-time partner of Harris because they were once our distributor and now they're still like partners with us. And they themselves are doing a grand one-day sale as well. And their discount range from 20 to 60% on their windows, doors, steel, lumber, plywood, galvanized, and plumbing to hardware items. So this is also taking place on that same day. So we'll have some giveaways as well with Harris. We'll have some music out there to entertain people and get the crowd coming. And as I said, we are doing the town council and giving it a facelift and making Portsmouth. I think after that, the town council is willing to light up that building. So we'll see a difference in that area as well when this is all completed.
Anything else happening with Harris for the Christmas?
Well, hopefully we'll do something for Rosa.
Uh-huh.
We don't want Rosa people coming all over Portsmouth. We need to take care of the north first.
All right.
Keep in tune to Q95 and then you will get the rest of the packages as they come along as we unfold them. So that we'll, because it is giving time. Christmas time is the time to give.
Uh-huh.
And we at Harris, we want to give back.
All right.
We're very grateful for the support that we have locally.
Of course, Harris is all about local, huh? You have to support local.
We have had very tremendous support from our local They're very supportive, very, what should I say, loyal to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep it that way and make sure that at the end that they're all satisfied customers.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming in. And, of course, North, take advantage of the 30% taking place tomorrow. You don't want to miss this, okay? This is Q905 Dominica. We're coming back. Yes, we are coming back. This is the big station on the Christmas season.
And conditions apply.
Queen Show patrons, the road to the throne continues with the Queen Show pre-show on Saturday, December 17th at the Arawak House of Culture, a presentation of the Discover Dominica Authority, the Dominica Festivals Committee, and the Queen Show Committee. Come and get a glimpse of the seven young ladies vying for the coveted title of Miss Dominica 2017. See Carla Henry of Maho, Zethra Barron of Fort Saint-Jean, Gabrielle Abraham of Goodwill, Teresa Lewis of Bath Estate, Katisha Joseph of Massac, Esther Francis of Goodwill, and Jade Romaine of Gutter Village. The Queen Show pre-show is on at the Arawak House of Culture, Saturday, December 17th, 2016, from 8 p.m. Tickets cost $30. Be there. This ad has been sponsored by Flow. This is how we flow.
In an accident and need a tow? Call RRR. Off to work and car battery won't start? Call RRR. Locked out of your vehicle? Call RRR. Radiator overheating? Call RRR. Flat tire? Call RRR. Gas tank on E? Call RRR. Call 235-3355 or 613-3355 and join Rapid Roadside Rescue RRR today. Sign up today for 1 year and get 2 months free or pay $24 per month. RRR. Ready? When you're not.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's the most wonderful time to stay connected with Flow. Come in and get great deals on the new Samsung Galaxy J2 and Alcatel Pixie 4 with a free move band from as low as $199 when you activate a select prepaid or postpaid data or combo plan on the most reliable network. All this plus free gifts and cash prizes to be won with Flow's wonderful Christmas. So visit us in store today.
In an accident and need a tow? Call RRR. Off to work and car battery won't start? Call RRR. Locked out of your vehicle? Call RRR. Radiator overheating? Call RRR. Flat tire? Call RRR. Gas tank on E? Call RRR. Call 235-3355 or 613-3355 and join Rapid Roadside Rescue RRR today. Sign up today for 1 year and get 2 months free or pay $24 per month. RRR. Ready? When you're not.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's a wine and dance affair. Come enjoy a classy evening at the Boardwalk in Louviers. Listen and dance the night away to C Square on Friday, December 16, 8 p.m. till midnight. Admission only $40. Tickets sold at Bizu de Coco, 3 Victoria Street, where the old mouthful used to be. Bunny's Cakes and Catering, 8 Kings Lane, and at the Pioneer Preparatory School. So purchase your tickets. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a night to remember.
I wish to celebrate in style this Christmas.
Yes, and in color too.
Harris Paints is giving you everything you wish this Christmas with 12 weekly paint-tastic prizes of Harris Holiday Magic Hampers, each bursting with $200 worth of Harris paints and accessories. Get one entry form with every $100 spent in Harris products.
New paint job inside and out.
Plus paint-tastic prizes.
Sweet Harris.
See press or Harris Paints social media for more. Get everything you wish this Christmas with Harris Paints.
Ladies, now we are in the Christmas season. It's your time to sparkle, bling, and shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Visit Diamond Girls Clothing Store, new location on 33 King George the 5th Street, opposite Sims's Hotel. New arrivals in full stock. Dresses for all occasions in all sizes up to 3XL. Dinner dresses, New Year's outfit, club wear, we've got it all. Don't forget, side bags, underwear, and all the trending accessories. Visit Diamond Girls Clothing Store today at our new location opposite Sims's Hotel. Diamond Girls Clothing Store, where we reveal the diamond within.
It's just about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning. Very important meeting taking place there this morning. I'm being told a lot of, if you will, very important institutions like the IMF meeting in Dominica, very important passport meeting is taking place. Thompson Fountain, are you aware of what is going on in Dominica?
Yes, I am very much aware of it. I heard and I'm waiting with much interest to determine or to see what comes out of this meeting.
Will you be attending? It is an open meeting now?
I don't think it is open, Matt. I think it is closed to the country representatives involved in the sale of the passport. I know there have been some issues about the pricing of the passport. A number of the Caribbean countries feel that Dominica's passport is too cheap and you might have a race to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I know, for example, that there has been indications from St. Lucia that if Dominica does not do something, they themselves may have to bring theirs down to match Dominica. So I suspect that some of that discussion will be taking place this morning about the price and, you know, at what price should those passports be.
But the Dominica seem to be the cheapest at this time, $100,000?
Yes, it is. It is by far and away the cheapest. You know, it's $100,000. The second is Antigua at $200,000. So we are happen as cheaper than the other, than the next closest to us. So I know there's some issues around that and a lot of concerns, in fact, about why Dominica continues to have shares at that price.
But do you think, Thompson Fountain, with all the debates and questions going on about our passports, that you know, we should increase the price?
Well, I think it might be extremely difficult for them to do so because there is already an issue of whether or not the sustainability of the program in terms of whether it can continue as is. And it is very difficult in that kind of environment to raise it. You'll also recall that the announcement was made some time ago by the Prime Minister that he was in fact going to look at raising the price. That has not happened. And I think the reason there, it is very difficult in that kind of environment where you have obviously a decline in the demand or a reduction in the demand for citizenship from various individuals. It's very difficult to raise prices in that kind of environment. So what might most likely happen is a few more countries coming down to meet Dominica to increase their own competitiveness. that has been indicated by President Lucia. I expect to see more of that, and on probably some pressure on Dominica to increase this. But like I say, it would be very difficult for Dominica to do that, given the fact that they're already having some issues with the demand for the product.
There's also the question we saw this week of just who is buying these passports. We saw the arrest of Mr. Francesco Corello this week. Do you think issues along those lines may surface in terms of who may be buying our passports?
I hope it does, because Dominica is unique among the other Caribbean countries in the sense that Dominica has adopted the stance under the Dominican Labour Party government of Prime Minister Roosevelt Kerry. They have adopted this position of actually selling diplomatic passports. We've seen that in the case of Corallo, of Mdweke, and other people, Susan Only, where you're actually paying for diplomatic passports. That is not the policy of the other countries. No other country that I know of in the world does that. So I suspect there may be some pressure from the other countries on Dominica to, hey, you've got to stop this practice. It is hurting the industry. It is hurting the image of your country, and you really should stop it. And I hope it may. The government of Dominica, in fact, stops that practice, because it cheapens the whole notion of having a diplomatic passport, and it does not put the government in a very good light. And I really hope that they will reconsider that. Of course, Matt, you will admit that they continue to deny that they have stolen the passport, but they have enough evidence to prove that diplomatic passports have been stolen, and that is something that I think is not good for the country and should be stopped, really.
But do you know how many? I think I asked that question. I haven't gotten a specific answer just yet. How many of our diplomatic passports have been sold?
Matt, the question was raised in Parliament, where Parliament is supposed to be the country or the place where all of those issues are addressed. And the opposition leader, Honorable Leonard Clinton, raised that exact issue in Parliament. And you basically told it's not a business. We cannot tell you publicly which passports have been cancelled, which ones have been renewed. You know, that is the response you got from the foreign minister. And that to me was a very shocking response. In no other country, no other civilized country, will you have a situation where a question as critical and something that should be public knowledge is being held close to the chest of the minister. This is quite frankly unacceptable. And I think the Dominican public needs to be awakened. The Dominican public needs to rise up to what is going on and ask the question, why it is that this government of Dominica refuses to give information on holders of diplomatic passports. These are public positions that should be made public. And the question is, why are these positions being hidden? Does it have to do with the case as we saw Corallo? Does it mean, for example, that Corallo still is in possession of a diplomatic passport? Does it mean that Mdweke, after being arrested, is still in possession of a diplomatic passport? Does it mean that this former Nazi general is still in possession of a diplomatic passport? And these are questions that I think the Dominican public needs to know. And the fact that the foreign minister, Francine Baron, would go publicly and say that she cannot give this information, to me, it's frankly shocking. And I really hope that we as the public demand more accountability from this government.
I'm going to move a little away from this subject of passports at this time to deal a little bit with some new information just coming to hand as it relates to businesses, the number of businesses that have been closed under the Dominica Labour Party. I may have to pay closer attention to this as to the specific reasons why, but closed under the Labour Party. Let's look at some of the businesses: Thompson Fountain, the Aerial Tram, Caribbean Apparel, Rituals, Subway, Castaways Hotel, Coca-Cola, Crazy Coconut, Royal Bazaar, Best Buy, Laurel Club, Mousel Snacket, Mawson's Trading, Maddish Wholesale, Antilles Cement West Coast, Lee Blast Boutique, Bryson Agencies, Winera, Raffle Furniture, Big Bang Lottery, Floral Gardens, Frontline, The Cove, Venus Gas Out, Paper Bags, Benjo's Sea Moss. I'm going on here. Paul's Pastoroni, Port of Call, Springfield Guest House. There's more. Colgate Palm Olive, Tropicraft, KFC, Bridgesman, Lion River Hotel, Caesar Hotel, Dapex, Grand Bazaar, Courts Marigot and La Plaine, La Robe Creole, Eric's Bakery, Mawson's Travel, Antilles Cement Castle Comfort, Variety Foods, Immense Electrical Shop, Bijou Turner, Marge Enterprises, Candle Industries, Gifts and Things, United Brothers. There's still more there. Yes, we said Courts Marigot and La Plaine, La Robe Creole, Eric's Bakery, Mawson's Travel, Antilles Cement Castle Comfort, Variety Foods, Immense Electrical, Bijou Turner, Marge Enterprises, Candle Industries, Gifts and Things, United Brothers Rosal, Pizzeria, The Zone Nightclub, CB's, Superhood Products, Paul's Pastorini, and Plastics, Blow's Agro Products, Parade of Fashions, and I think there's one more. Hiddens Supermarket. We're talking 56 businesses, Thompson Fountain. Some interesting numbers here, but I suspect more investigations have to be done as to, you know, did those businesses close specifically under the Labour Party administration, and was the Labour Party administration responsible?
Matt, this is shocking and unprecedented. We have never seen so many job losses under single administration. 56 businesses, we estimate close to 6,000 jobs lost with those closings. And it is amazing that you have a government in place that is, that seems quite frankly incapable of energizing the private sector, incapable of putting the policies in place that will keep and maintain businesses. And for any economy to grow, for any economy to blossom, you need the private sector to be thriving. And that's not the case in Dominica. The private sector continues to shrink. And what is replacing the private sector? Simply a few, a handful of Chinese businesses. And they too are coming under pressure. So something needs to be done. You cannot continue to create jobs. And of course, the government, they are limited in terms of how much jobs they themselves can produce. We've seen attempts through the National Employment Program to try to increase the number of jobs, but these are temporary. These cannot last very long. The recipients of most of those jobs, they're not paying into the Social Security Fund. So you have a situation where the Social Security now comes under pressure because you are losing those jobs and you have no new jobs being added. That's the reason why you see, for example, the age of retirement keeps going up practically every year, because this institution is under tremendous pressure now. And the economy, as I said, is in a state of complete and total collapse under this administration. And yet we see the government continuing to operate as though on remote control, trying to give us the impression that the only thing that can rescue this economy is the sale of passports. Something needs to be done. This government, I believe, they have reached the end of the rope. They are honestly cannot handle the affairs of this country and need to make way for more competent leadership and more competent people to take this country from where it is. It cannot continue as is with the situation in Dominica. Something needs to be done.
We're talking 50, somebody's listing 56 businesses closed under the Dominica Labour Party. Some more investigations, I suspect, will have to be done. And maybe we'll talk to somebody within the Dominica Labour Party. 56. Thank you, Thompson Fontaine. Thank you. I suspect you'll have more. discussion on the weekend to the point. Hello, talk to me. Let me list those businesses again. Aerial Drum, Caribbean Apparel, Rituals, Postmodern Rosso, Subway, Postmodern Rosso, Castaways Hotel, Coca-Cola Bottling Plant, Crazy Coconut. Royal Bazaar, Best Buy, Laurel Club, Mousehole Snacket, Mossons Trading, Madash Wholesale, Antilles Cement West Coast, LeBlanc Boutique, Bryson Agencies, Winara Cardboard Factory, Raffle Furniture, Big Bang Lottery, Floral Gardens, Frontline, The Cove, Venus Guest House, Paper Banks, Benjo Simos. Paul's Pastoroni, Port of Call, Springfield Guest House. Colgate Palmolive, Tropicraft, KFC Portsmouth, Bridges Matt, Lyre River Hotel, Caesar Hotel, Dapex, Grand Bazaar, Courts, La Robe Creole, Eric's Bakery, Mossons Trading, Antilles Cement Castle Comfort, Variety Foods, Immense Electrical Shop, Bijou Turner, Madge Enterprises, Candle Industries, Gifts and Things, United Brothers, Pizzeria, The Zone Nightclub, CB's, Superhood Products, Paul's Plastics, Blow's Agro Products, Parade of Fashions, Hidden Supermarket. Caller, are you there? Let's take a phone call. Hello.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Yes.
Remember Nature's Water Cruise, the one that was criminals, but they did not love Dominicans.
But I'm just about to ask the questions. Do you think that the Labour Party government is responsible for all of these businesses that we've seen close over the past few years? I'm just asking the question. Hello.
Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Yes.
I didn't take note if you called the Muslim store in Four Corners or if they transferred to another.
No. I think the Muslim store, there was some ownership issues there. And one partner moved to the Bayfront and the other remained just there. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So some of these are some of the businesses that were closed in the past few years there. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
To you, sir.
Matt, did you say Banque Française?
Banque Française. I'm not too sure whether it was closed under the Labour Party administration, though. Yeah, but, you know, that's a question here. Hello. It may have been management issues as well, huh? 903, hello.
Matt.
Yes.
And things are working out for the people of Dominica under the Labour Party administration, do you think all of those businesses would be closing their doors? And the mere fact those businesses are closing their doors, the question that arises is why? Things are rough, things are tough. While ministers of government, while the Prime Minister is traveling, making $400 every day, business are closing down. Look at DCP, Colgate-Palmolive, when they got that blast, Matt, he said that he would give them back. The people in the Maho constituency would have gotten back their job. Do you hear anything about that, Matt?
Well, I have in the past couple of days, I've heard that maybe some private owner may have bought over DCP, but the information is very sketchy on that one. 804, or 904, sorry. Yes?
Good morning, Matt.
To you, sir.
Matt, I think on that list is also missing Castaways Hotel.
I think I have Castaways there.
Lyre River Hotel.
I have that there. You missed it.
And instead of Cicero, they should put Reggate Hotel. Not Cicero, Reggate.
All right. Thank you very much. Of course, there may be many issues why these businesses were closed, but people, grouping all of these businesses and basically saying these businesses closed under the Dominican Labour Party. Should they take the blame for this? Hello.
Yes, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe Morrow's Garment is one.
Uh-huh.
Portazil and also Ball of Joy. and I believe public works will be closing down soon. And also,
well, we don't have public works on that list yet because it's still operational. Maybe very sketchy, but very operational. But you were saying something else.
It is in the verge, and also I'm hearing about Pizza Hut will be closing down soon.
Yes, so we don't have it on the list, but I'm saying what we have on the list is what have already been closed, okay? 906, hello.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah.
I heard you and Dr. Franklin talking about the business that closed on Dominica. But, I mean, you have to be objective. Most of the businesses that closed down, they are operating them.
No. But you also heard me say, we cannot say specifically that it's the Dominican Liberal Party. We can tell you that during the years under the Liberal Party, you know, these businesses closed. I can't tell you specifically, given the list that I have, that it's because of the Dominican Liberal Party. I can't say that, no.
No,
but you just said Thompson Franklin and Matt Pelty. I'm telling you what I said.
Yeah.
Okay? So I just wanted to make it very clear. 906. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, it's because of bad administration under them. That is why those businesses are closing down. So they have to be held responsible for businesses closing down. They cannot manage the economy.
Well, a lot of it had to do with management issues as well, huh? 907. That's the point that the caller was making. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
So many information that we have been getting in Dominica on the negative things, what is happening. You know what I feel? I personally feel that this, I have not been reading these things on the newspaper. Why are we not reading those things on the newspaper? Would it be a legal thing? Because as far as I'm looking at it, it would be more productive for any of good opposition for it to be on the paper, because the way the paper goes, it goes wrong the world. And what is happening is people read it at different times. But to me, those kind of things should be coming up on almost a daily basis, because we have NEP as an opposition to what you all are doing there, the good jobs that you all are doing. When they mention that NEP has gone up, coming up to 2,000, people think, well, it's employment that the place is getting. And I think we are really sleeping on those things in Dominica. Man, that is cruelty, you know. So many places have been closed in this country. And Matt, thanks very much for informing the people, because I wasn't aware. I thought it was just about a dozen. Man, thanks very much, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to be stopping with Frank Fusser in a minute. And people seem very, you know, amazed. With the names that we've mentioned there, the amount of businesses, we're talking 56. As I said before, I can't tell you specifically that it's, you know, because of the Dominican Labour Party, but apparently, you know, a lot of these businesses closed during the past few years. Hello.
Yes, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, there are more than 56.
there are more?
Yeah, make a research. Yeah, more than 56.
Well, that's the least that I have thus far. I'm sure some will come up. When you're hearing that the Pizza Hut may be closing its doors maybe at the end of this month. So let's see how many more might just surface. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Handbag.
Yeah, handbag.
Kuma Uye.
Mola.
Matt, learn your government that will go and plant flowers. How flowers mean? Flowers. Well, how flowers spell?
Mola, mola.
Kuma fleka start it. F.
F, oui.
F, c'est pour fel pays. Oui, nom la laga fel pays. On nom qui passe à faire un bon pays. Ou pas de ni disons que passeport il savait. Nom la mène passeport. So, business, si vous faites un boss cap au tout le monde a beaucoup.
And of course, I've been talking to a few businesses for the season there. You know, it's not looking up. I mean, businessmen are telling me, man, things are tough, huh? Hello.
Blessings to you, my brother.
Yes, quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, anyway, listen to Dr. Darrow and see people sending you WhatsApp and talk about bad things at the hospital, eh?
They also tell me about good things at the hospital as well.
Okay, thank you.
I heard him this morning. Is my friend, Mr. Darrow, yes, I heard him.
That doesn't mean they have to be enmity, you know?
No.
In that case, there's a consistent sequence of these closures. Matt, could it be a consistent mismanagement? 56, Matt? But years ago, where was all this mismanagement prior to the Labour Party? Before the Labour Party come there, could we just go on our office, say 56 businesses closed? You're right, and I agree with you. You cannot just say it's because of the Labour Party, but it's under the Labour Party watch. So what percentage that is mismanagement, and what percentage is impacted by this sluggish and stagnant economy? Why they had to close? So it's very interesting.
It's very, very interesting. I'll give you another list quickly before I go to my next guest here, who's sitting right here already. Projects that started and failed under the Dominica Labour Party. Let me give you a list there quickly. The Night Landing, Coffee Factory, Moroccan Hotel, Call Center 767, Stock Farm Netball Stadium, that's another one. Castle Bruce Reunion Center, Castle Bruce Irrigation Project, Londonderry Tissue Culture Facility, Cocoa Propagation and Misting Operations, Calabishi Irrigation Project, a renovation of the Laplane Sports Field. Number 12, Boetica and Delis's cassava processing plants. 13, Abattoir Market. 14, Rosalie Pitted Soufriere Link Road. And the geothermal mega plant. Dominica, let's talk a little more. Talk on the block.